Dividing cells also form the brains, sensors, and weaponry needed to protect this dinosaur as it grows up. At this embryonic stage, tiny genetic differences, changes that might only affect one in a billion traits, make the difference between a hatchling that survives and one that's chomped, stepped on, or even starves to death.
To be able to actually see a baby T-Rex hatching would be something akin to the excitement you would get by going into space, you know. So, I mean, I probably would give maybe just a little more money to go into space than I would to see a T-Rex hatching, but not much more.
The age of dinosaurs is an era of sophisticated biodiversity. Diversity that proves one thing. Evolution creates not just one, but many strategies for survival. Yet for one creature, that strategy seems almost cruel. Over her lifetime, a female Sauroposeidon produces thousands of eggs, yet only two or three survive to adulthood.
So what that tells us is that many, many, almost all of the offspring are being killed and eaten by predators.
Losing virtually all of your offspring to carnivores sounds like an evolutionary nightmare. But in fact, it's just the opposite. That one survivor, the one in 3,000, may just possess the single trait giving it the ability to make a quick escape as its siblings are eaten. Or it might inherit a generic combination that allows it to grow stronger, bigger, and maybe even just a tiny bit faster.
The sauropods are probably digging these nests, probably kicking out a little hole with the hind foot, squatting down, depositing a few eggs, maybe five or six, maybe a dozen, covering them up, and then just walking away, forgetting about them.
For months, Sauroposeidon eggs are left unguarded, warmed, and protected by nothing more than dirt and rotting vegetation. The nests become killing fields.
So I'm sure that many, many sauropod nests were found and destroyed by predators before the babies could even hatch.
Yet with so much stacked against them, Sauroposeidon thrived for 15 million years. They're an evolutionary success story. But some scientists believe they could have achieved even more.